Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you regarding daily Christian disciplines to be established in you. We walk by faith, not by sight. Are you learning to walk by faith in the Spirit rather than being moved by the senses, moved by the circumstances that you're dealing with? Are you learning to speak forth God's Word? Are you learning to pray a prayer of faith and stand on the Word of God? Are you learning to fight that good fight of faith and not let the enemy cause you to draw back? You know, the Bible says that he has no pleasure in those that draw back because they won't walk by faith. If you walk by faith, you're going to walk in the Spirit and you're going to overcome your enemies. We walk in love. That means you're going to be long-suffering. You're not anxious to impress people. You're not out to do your own will. You're not insisting on your own rights. You know that you are going to walk in love towards every person. It's a commandment of God. You're not going to work any ill towards anyone. You're going to be a blessing and love even the unlovely. You're going to be in the Word of God and doing it. You put the Word of God as first place, final authority in your life. You're taking heed to it. And not only are you hearing it, but you are doing it, incorporating it into your daily life. You're taking your thoughts captive and you're thinking on good things. You're glorifying the Lord in your mind and you're allowing the Word of God to be directing your thoughts and be thinking on these things. Anything contrary to the Word, you're casting it down and bringing it captive to the Word of Christ. Your will is set to choose the ways of the Lord. I will choose to obey God. I will choose His way. I will choose the things that please Him. You're casting your cares upon the Lord. I won't take any anxiety, any care, any worry about anything. I will be anxious for nothing. We're going to speak forth the Word and bridle our tongue. We know that if we learn to speak forth the Word, we won't offend anybody. The Bible says if we will bridle our tongue, then our religion will not be in vain. If we hold fast our confession, God's going to bring that promise to pass. And we pray with our spirit and tongues, and we pray with our understanding according to the Word of God to release the will of God to come to pass in our life. We confess our sins. The Bible says that we're not about to continue in our sins. If we wallow in our sins, the door's open for the devil to come in. Instead, we're going to confess our sins, receive forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness. Repentance. We repent and turn around. We're always ready to repent, quick to repent. God wants you quick to repent when the Lord brings correction to you. And don't sit there and be uncorrectable. So many, many Christians out there, they aren't too teachable. They aren't too correctable. You need to be open to correction in your life. Forgiveness, very important. You must forgive every person who's wronged you or you're turned over to the tormentors. Obedience. God wants you obedient and learning to obey the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Willing and obedient, not begrudgingly obeying. Willing and obedient with a great joyful attitude within you. Being faithful to what God's told you to do. Are you faithful at work? Are you faithful in doing your duties? Are you faithful in performing the service of the Lord? Are you faithful in what you've been told to do? Don't get weary in well-doing. Continue to be faithful. If you're faithful in the little things, then God sees that you'll be faithful in much. And if you're faithful just in the things that you're given to do in this life, it's going to bring promotion to you in the next life, praise God. After Jesus comes back in the life to come, God knows those who are faithful, and they're going to be promoted to be faithful in the bigger things, praise God. Not only does that principle work here today, but it works and when the time to come after Jesus comes back. Humble yourself. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God and resist that pride. Get to be a praiser and a worshiper of God. Get up in the morning and start praising Him and worshiping. Keep praise and worship coming out of your mouth throughout the day. Be rejoicing in the Lord. Every time any temptation or trial comes, you just rejoice in the Lord and you keep speaking forth the Word and you're going to hold fast on to the confession. The joy of the Lord, your fortified place. You're not giving place to the devil. You're going to be steadfast on the Word. You're not going to waver. You're not going to wonder. The Bible says you aren't going to be able to receive anything if you waver. You can only receive as you are in faith. You've separated yourself from the world. You're not about to allow yourself to be contaminated by the things of this world. Instead, you're going to be filling yourselves up with the things of the Word of God. You're not going to fear. Fear is to be foreign to you. Fear is contrary to God's will for you. He's redeemed you, and He says, fear not. You can serve Him without fear and holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of your life. And He wants you abounding in hope. Praise God. The Scriptures bring hope, and He's the God of hope that fills you with all joy and peace and believing that you abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember that the hope is the anchor of your soul, and you're not to be moved away from the hope of the gospel, and you are to continually maintain hope, which is the Word abiding in you. Don't let your soul cast down. If so, you've let your hope go. Don't ever let hopelessness come against you. It's simply an attack of the devil. Remember, your circumstances are subject to change. Continue to hope in the Lord. In fact, God wants you abounding in hope. Abraham, against any hope, believed in hope, the confident expectancy of what God will do, and it came to pass in his life. We're going to talk about confidence today. God wants you to be confident in the Lord and trusting in Him. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, that trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will direct your paths. God wants you to trust in Him. If you are trusting in the Lord, then you are showing confidence in Him. He wants you to show confidence in Him. Remember, we're not to have confidence in ourselves. We have no confidence in the flesh, no confidence in our own ability. The Bible says without Him, you can do nothing. Don't think that you can do things yourself and be successful in your life. You need the Lord. You need His Word. You need His direction. You need His Spirit prompting you and showing you what to do. Do not let yourself draw back and think on your own abilities. Don't have confidence in the flesh. You have confidence in the Lord. He's the one that's given you the abilities you have. He's the one that will cause the abilities and the talents you have to be fruitful in your life. Proverbs 3:26, for the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. I tell you, if you'll maintain your confidence in the Lord, you won't slip. But if you lose your confidence, your foot will be taken. You'll slip. You won't see the promise of God come to pass. Are you confident that God is going to perform His Word in your life? Are you confident that He's going to bring forth that healing that you are believing that you're taking hold of from Him? Are you confident that He's going to bring you through this situation that you're in right now? You know, sometimes because we're in this world, there can be lots of situations that come against us that we don't enjoy whatsoever. But remember, the god of this world's the devil, and he brings things, and he can use people to try to really be a source of destruction against you. But God will always bring you through. He's your protector. He'll bring you through victorious. You need to keep your eyes upon the Lord. Whatever you're going through right now, don't let your confidence go from the Lord. Keep your eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Be confident in Him. Start speaking the Word of God. Start coming against your spiritual enemy and taking dominion over him and resist him, and he will flee from you. It is very important that you maintain a confidence. In fact, if you know who you are in Christ and you realize the fact that, praise God, I can pray and speak the Word of God and God's going to come on the scene and bring His promise to pass, you're going to maintain that confidence and you're going to come and pray. In fact, Hebrews 4:16 says this, let us therefore come boldly, or that word means confidently, boldly and confidently, unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You should have confidence in the Lord that He's going to bring His promise to pass. Be confident in Him. Don't think that He's not going to perform His Word. He's absolutely going to do it. And if you have confidence that you can come to the throne of grace because the way into the holiest is open for all of us, if you have that confidence, you can come and obtain. That means, that's the Greek word lambano, meaning to take hold. You can take hold of the mercy of God. That's God's love and action towards you. And you can find grace. That's His favor towards you. It's a help in time of need. God is a God of favor. He's a God of grace who will help you in your time of need. He's a God of mercy who's ready to pour out His love towards you. His mercy is healing. His mercy is provision. His mercy is your protection. His mercy is His deliverance. He will come on the scene and help you in your situation in life. But we've got to have confidence. How do we approach Him? We approach Him with confidence. In 1 John 5:14, the Bible says, "This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He heareth whatsoever we ask, we know we have the petitions we desired of Him." We've shared on this scripture before when we talked about New Testament accurate prayer. And we talked about the fact that the Greek word for ask and also for desired and for petitions here is the word aiteo, meaning a legal demand. This scripture literally says this, "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we legally demand anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know He heareth whatsoever we've legally demanded in prayer, we know that we have the legal demands that we legally demanded of Him." That's what you're doing when you're praying. Why are you legally demanding? You're just doing it according to the Word, not making God do something. You are returning the Word, which is the Word of the covenant. God watches over His Word to perform it. And when you pray, don't pray the problem. You're wasting your time. He already knows the problem. He already knows of everything you have need of, even before you come to pray and make a legal demand. Pray the Word of God. Why do we pray the Word of God? Because it releases His promise to come to pass. His promise doesn't come to pass automatically until you take hold of it. You've got to take hold of the promises of God. That's why you pray a prayer of faith. You need to understand that one of the major purposes of prayer is for you to release the promises of God that legally belong to you already in Christ, to release them to come to pass experientially in your life. See, you need to realize redemption has two aspects to it. One is legally what God has already done through us through Jesus Christ nearly 2,000 years ago. The second aspect is what He's bringing forth in our life today as we act upon the Word of God with our faith and see the promises come to pass experientially in our life. We all have been redeemed legally, but we've got to receive those promises that He's brought forth in our life. You need confidence in Him. God wants you to be confident in the Lord and come and pray the Word of God and know that He's going to bring it to pass. When you have this confidence in Him, you'll know that He hears you. And when you know He hears you, you know you have those prayers that you've prayed according to the Word of God. Be confident in the Lord. Trust in Him. Know that He's going to bring these things to pass. Don't let the devil cause you to draw back. Maintain confidence at all time in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Be a doer of the Word, not a hearer only. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.